Excuse me. That is 50 watts on 2 meter and 40 watts on 440, correct?
Yes, sir.
Kevin is still listening. He said he was going to look it up on the computer, but like I told him, I'm not that familiar with that particular radio, but they, most of your 2-meter FMs are 50 watts. There's some 60 watts out there, but most of them with 440 run about 40 watts, don't they? Well, again, I appreciate you coming back and letting me know that. Now I know for certain.
EOS, K4LWE.
Go ahead.
Next signal report, I've got a homemade Infed half wave that's 130 or so feet long for 40 megahertz or 40 meters and 80 meters, and I've been gradually turning my power down, trying to figure out where it stops working when I'm talking to these various nets on HF around the state. And actually, I conversed with one up in Pennsylvania earlier this week.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, in case I hadn't done that lately, with K4LWE, Larry, down there in Piedmont. Well, Larry, I don't know if you, how long you stayed around on the sideband net tonight, but there was a fella that checked in QRP with 3 watts. He came back in with 1 watt, and he was about an F6, or so, but he was perfectly readable with 1 watt, and I was trying to think where he was located. I'm thinking he was down there. I don't remember, but it was at least mid-state, and 1 watt getting up here. That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. So I'll continue to back off because. Starting out, of course, I don't know the efficiency of my antenna and how far it reaches, but I've been able to hit Dorchester and Goose Creek, so I'll keep cranking that power down, maybe go down to about 15 watts or so and see if I can munch on through. I only use 10 watts here for this, for the repeater, K4LWE.
Larry, with the FM repeater, if you can get into the repeater full quieting with 5 watts or less, it's going to retransmit your signal at 25 watts. I'm hitting the repeater with 5 watts for here from the house, and it's retransmitting my signal at 25 watts. If you try to get into the repeater with 100 watts, which you can, it's not going to retransmit at 100, it's going to retransmit at 25. That's the way the repeater works. And like I said, if you can get into the repeater with whatever and you're full quieting, everybody will be able to understand you, and it'll retransmit your signal at 25. But on HF, it varies. I've got a fellow lives up in Traveler's Rest. He's close, and he shoots right over me. Sometimes I can't hardly hear him at all. And then other times, he's booming in here. So, you know, it has to do with the takeoff angle from your antenna and just all sorts of things. But just keep playing with it. It's a blast, you know, once you get in there and get to playing with it, especially when you build your own antennas.
Question? Hey, it's Bob K4RX. I've got a quick question for Larry. I just wanted to ask him what he's using to hit Dorchester and Goose Creek from here.
It's K4LWE. I've got a 130-foot infed half-wave, and I wound a 49-to-1 unun for it. And I've got it grounded, and I've got a counterpoise on it. But it maybe the direction that it's aimed, my house, the side of my house where the antenna is located is aimed southeast, so it's aimed that direction, and the antenna has a little turn in it, so I found it covers all over Georgia and all over South Carolina down to Florida pretty easy. I also hit Ohio and, for some reason, Ohio and Connecticut this evening and got reports of 5.9, so it's interesting. Works really well for me. K4LWE.
That kind of antenna is going to have less directivity than a lot of others, but it's still, you get some directivity, but you still get the signal even on the, coming off the back end of it. So, okay, yeah, you got a good antenna there. That's great. What bands were you, did you hit those on?
And SSB net was on 8 meters, and Ohio, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, those were on 40 meters. So the antenna's pretty effective, and I've got a low uncompensated SWR, untuned SWR is just a little bit over 1.5, and with a tuner I can clean it up. K4LWE.
All right, that sounds good. Yeah, I had a friend over yesterday. We're actually measuring between the trees, trying to figure out how to put up a loop antenna here, and wanted to get some better results. I haven't been on HF in a while. I had an antenna fall down a while back, and but we're trying to get something going here. Thanks for the info, Larry, and K4LWE, I think, and LWE, and this is K4RHF. But Gary, I'm going to hand it back to you.
Glad you and Larry could get together. Hope everything goes well. And Bob, give me a call sometime when you got a minute. I've got a loop up myself, and mine's the big one. You got to have 100 feet between trees, but I've got the plans for a smaller one. They call it a mini loop. I built one and it works, but I like my bigger one, so yeah, depending on how much real estate you need, this smaller one might work for you. I don't know. But give me a call sometime. But Larry, glad you're making some HF contacts, especially on 80 and 40. And like I said, you did sound good on the sideband end tonight.
Thank you much, and thanks again for calling the net this evening. And I plan to go to the Hamfest on Saturday. That'll be the first Hamfest that I've ever gone to, so that should be interesting. And maybe I'll be able to connect a face or a mask to a call sign. K4LWE.
I will be looking for you. Like I told somebody earlier, I'm going to wear my black cowboy hat and my black face mask. I'll be one of the bad guys. I won't have a white hat. You know, that's for us old folks that used to watch Westerns all the time, and the good guys always wore white hats. But hopefully we'll see you over there, and depending on how long you stay, if it gets up about 10 o'clock, I'll be over there where they're doing the VE testing, helping out with that. So if you want to come over and holler, you know, speak, whatnot, I'd love to do a face-to-face QSO, but be looking forward to seeing you over there Saturday.
Not very good to me. I wouldn't want to meet you in the middle of the park at high noon wearing that black hat.
Buddy, well, you take care, and hopefully I'll see you then. But in the meantime, y'all have a great evening, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Keep enjoying that HF. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hello, Echo Zero. Zulu's here. Mike, Steve, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap, 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KE0ZSM. That's Mr. Steve out there in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're staying safe and staying well.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you very much. 73's Kilo Echo Zero Zulu Sierra Mike.
Well, Steve, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you on our net. The net starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every night, a different net controller each night. Love to have you. Come back as often as you can on the Echo Link. But you take care out there in Colorado. Y'all stay safe, and hopefully you don't get any of those wildfires up there towards you. Hope everything stays safe. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Well, my buddy Gabriel, KV4NC, sent me a text message. Said, brake cleaner is better for hand sanitizer. So, that brake cleaner is not good for you, though, Gabriel. You don't need to spray that much on your hands. I know you do a lot of it, but you take care. Stay safe. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. KI4MLN down there in Malden. I guess you're still down there in Malden, ain't you, Al?
Yep.
What day?
We have raised that D6, but the earth, the laser is showing me that it's kind of laying around.
Hey, yourself now. Your signal is a little scratchy tonight. It's not as clear as it has been. But you take care down there. I was wondering where you were. Gigs there, Al.
Oh,
yeah. But I couldn't quite copy you. Especially if you're inside, you move half inch, you done lost your eggs.
But, say hello tonight, and I can't wait to pass this net out. See if I can make something work, something even net.
What's that?
Like I said, I know the entire car where it needs to be, but I just have to find another seat.
One of these days soon.
Outside. What are you going since it's a late one? I'll say 73 for now. Why you copy me? Yeah. There's a lot of static on it right now. I don't know what it is, but it's there. 73, have a good rest of the net. Have a good night. And I'll catch you later on. Yeah, 4 MLA clear.
Well, I'm glad you came in there and I got you on the log here. You take care, and take care of that leg now. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That's about going to wrap it up this evening. I'm going to go ahead and tell the computer, give it my net report, and then I'll let it announce it, and then we'll close the net out. Folks, there you have it. We had a grand total of 63 tonight. Good number of check-ins. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Come back again tomorrow night, and I will be calling in Ed again for Matt, WG4MC. He has other plans, and he asked me if I would pick the net up for him tomorrow night. So I will be here again tomorrow night, so don't think it's Wednesday when you start to turn your radios on and hear me start the net. So we'll talk to y'all again tomorrow night. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. But our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.